Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Rhodesia to Nyasaland, the EP by Ariel Zambia.
The latest African album review is...
Rhodesia to Nyasaland EP was released on May 30th, 2023. It has 6 songs and represents 20 minutes, 23 seconds of runtime. There are multiple features, about 9, and multiple producer placements as well. Ariel Zambia is no stranger to the review treatment from me, having passed through the African Album Review podcast doors a couple of times. And this time around, excited to really listen to his EP, Rhodesia to Nyasaland. First of all, the title, come on. Rhodesia to Nyasaland. And if you didn't know, Rhodesia is basically Zimbabwe. And then Northern Rhodesia is Zambia. And then Nyasaland is Malawi. So he's taking us on a bit of a journey here. Nice title. The acoustics of the guitar lead the way on the song Sunshine of My Life, where Ariel teams up with Mike Lee and Praise Umali, and I think both of them are from Malawi. And it just sounds so good. A great way to start this EP without getting maybe too deep into the beats per se. But the guitar does its job, and then the vocalists, well, they do their job very well. As you get into In the Morning, which is track 2, everything picks up. This one is a pacey number, and admittedly, my favorite song from this EP. It's really, really good. It's got KBG, not KGB, Russia, okay, whatevs. KBG and Minstrel Jid. And this one, for me, why it stood out is because I think it can exist in many different contexts. There's something super beautiful about the songwriting, and same goes to Sunshine of My Life. This is a well-written EP. From start to finish, track 1 to track 6, they took their time to really come up with good music, and the songwriting is par excellence. You know what? There's something really upbeat about the song In the Morning that I personally like, and I think the message is going to resonate with a lot of people within Zambia or Malawi or Zimbabwe, wherever you want to go. You're going to get that. And what's interesting is the song really talks about struggles, but the aspiration of things becoming better at some point, and saying, you know what, we all go through ups and downs, but guess what, joy comes in the morning. I thought Amen with Suffix was a very interesting composition musically. The drum work reminds me so much of reggaeton, but everything around it wasn't that. So I don't even know how to classify this one, but this is cool. You know what? I did like In the Morning. Yes, I did. But Ziliche with George Kalukusha and Neil Nayar is that song, man. Yo, Zonse Ziliche, Zonse Zilibo. Everything is okay. Everything is bo. It's all good. You know what? I liked that song very much. And again, the feel-good factor rears its head, and it's like, yes, I am here. And this is really what Rhodesia to Nyasaland EP is. There's a feel-good factor to it. When I think about it, the title of the EP doesn't really tell you that, but the music is definitely that. I liked the folk kind of music that we got with Ziliche, but then again, it's got George Kalukusha, folk music all the way. One song I was looking forward to on this EP is Sebenza with Vusamkai, and obviously Vusamkai is from Zim. I'm from Zim. Come on. Obviously, I was gonna look forward to this one. And this song did surprise me in many ways. I mean, first of all, Vusamkai is amazing. Ariel did his thing. from the beat perspective, getting those log drums and having, you know, a bit of piano in there, that I did not expect. I did not expect at all. And you know me, I'm a piano like that. It's not all the way I'm a piano, but I think the use of the log drum really puts it in an interesting space. And I appreciated that. But for real, shout out to Vusamkhaya Tshabalala's very own. And I mean, I was born in Sky, so you know the deal. A somewhat similar tempo is maintained on the song Not Goodbye, which is track 6 with Sir Odillo. And that wraps up Rhodesia to Nyasaland EP by Ariel. Overall, I really do think this is a well done EP from a musicality perspective. This is where Ariel's Zambia shines, like completely. This is a musician, an actual like musician, you know. It's hard to explain, but when you hear the music, you realize, yo, this is top tier stuff. That's what you get. Ariel Zambia did a great job in picking the collaborations on this EP. All the way through, he doesn't rely on his own sort of talent and voice. It's a collaborative effort, which is really, really cool, because you get different soundscapes, you tap into different almost realms of music through a 6-track EP, which is not easy to do for such a short project. But all the way through, he's done well, and this is nothing short of what I would expect from a musician of his caliber. I would recommend this if you're somebody that's not necessarily looking for almost like the commercially the pop type music from Africa, the Afro beats, you know, the usual stuff. If you're looking for something with a bit more maturity, if you're looking for depth in your message, if you're looking for a bit of folk music, if you're looking for Afrocentrism, you're gonna get it on the Rhodesia to Nyasaland EP. And I think Ariel Zambia has done himself a wonderful favor by giving us this project, because he is a very niched artist, but the people that are going to listen to him are going to stick with his music for life. So as a final thing, how do I rate this EP? You know what? This is a really good EP. It's a really good EP. I would rate it an 8 out of 10. Just musically, really, really good, rich in the lyricism. And there's a lot of time and effort taken to execute such a project. I personally wish I could make music like this, but anyway, that's a story for another day. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MG Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nday nday.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.